Ebenezer Operation Exodus, a Christian organization helping the Jewish people return to Israel. International Bulletin, Issue 3, 2025. Hope in Times of Shakings. The picture on the front cover shows two little girls, one aged 4, holding a number of Israeli flags, the other one, aged 2 approximately, sitting in a buggy. They're on the tarmac in Israel with an aeroplane in the distance behind them. They arrived in Israel in June with 110 new Olim from France, the UK, the Netherlands, Spain and Australia. This was not an event that Ebenezer were involved in directly, but we celebrate the Aliyah of all these precious Olim. The picture is credited to Sivan Shakol, GPO, courtesy of the Ministry of Aliyah and Integration. The scripture on the front cover reads,
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. Jeremiah 32, verses 40 to 41.
The picture at the top of page 2 shows the sunshine rays over dense cloud. The heading reads, Hope in Times of Shakings. The report from Gianluca Marotti from the International Board follows. At the time of our arrival in Jerusalem, on the 12th of June, we were not yet aware of the events that were to unfold. A few hours later, during the night, we were awakened by the sound of sirens. It was then that we learned that Israel had taken action against Iran. My wife and I found ourselves in the building's bunker in no time. It was 5 floors below us. There were children, the elderly, the disabled, and regular people waiting for the all clear so that they could get back to their apartments. We got to know our neighbours pretty quickly, and it wasn't long before we were experiencing the awful reality of living on constant alert, with the anxiety and anguish of not knowing when this war would end. This is where the incredible resilience of the elders truly shines through. Their ability to comfort the younger ones by leveraging the fact that the God of Israel would be their protection is nothing short of inspiring. Yes, in those very moments, we felt the incredible effectiveness of the prayers of millions of people around the world who were praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122. Additionally, it was not anticipated that the following events would lead to significant global changes, such as the involvement of the USA and the ensuing international disruptions, leading up to the fulfillment of what the Hebrew prophets of old saw in their days, a foretelling of what we are witnessing unfolding today. Despite all that, in the weeks and months that followed that crucial hour, our team in Israel continued to work tirelessly to make things easier for the Olim in both the two houses, Haifa House and Beit Yonah Ashdod, as ones being on a mission to fulfil our mandate, offering shelter and care to those who had made Aliyah, even in times of war. How could our ministry keep working in the face of disruptions and disasters? Where do we find hope in times of shakings like this? Well, my heart still goes back to the words the Lord prompted me to share at our annual general meeting of the AMUTA, Ebenezer Operation Exodus Italy, on the 17th of June, from Jeremiah 32, in which the surrounding context was about the siege of Jerusalem that had just begun about 1 year before by the hand of King Nebuchadnezzar, prior to the deportation of the tribe of Judah into captivity in Babylon. Still shut in prison, Jeremiah received an astonishing word from the Lord that rocked him. God wanted Jeremiah to buy a field in Anathoth, has he had the right of succession? This seemed impossible in the face of the soon deportation to Babylon. Yet God revealed to him the future, and he sent the owner of the field directly to him. We read in verses 6 and 7 that this man is Hanamel, which means God is gracious. The picture at the bottom of page 2 shows a young family, mother, father, with a toddler, smiling from ear to ear, a lot of Israeli flags in the distance, and behind them, many other Olim following them down from the aeroplane, with others welcoming them, taking photographs on the tarmac. Summer is a time when there is an increase of aliyah, even in these times of war. Many have been helped by us. Please pray the Lord will firmly plant them in the land according to his word. Amos 9:15. The picture at the top of page 3 shows a very smiley young Jewish woman holding an Israeli flag in one hand and a child in the other. John Luca's report continues. So Jeremiah obeyed, took witnesses, and went to Anathoth, which means answers to prayer, and weighed out the money, 17 shekels of silver, verse 9. Now, the Holy Spirit never wastes words. In fact, when we would look at the number 17 in the Bible, we discover several important things. Firstly, 17 stands for victory. We have victory because God's prophetic word is seen through what he has allowed us to accomplish so far. Secondly, in Jeremiah 32 verse 17, the prophet declares,
"There is nothing too hard for you." 32 verse 17.
This is a declaration of faith in the face of impossibilities. Up to this point, it has been his 17th prayer. Point 3. On the 17th of June, in a preordained moment, the Lord chose that we met to proclaim hope in times of shaking, reading from the word of the Lord to Jeremiah.
"Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger, in my fury, and in great wrath. I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their heart so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them, and fields will be bought in this land of which you say, 'It is desolate, without man or beast. It has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans.' Men will buy fields for money, sign deeds and seal them, and take witnesses, in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captives to return, says the Lord." Jeremiah 32, verses 37 to 44.
Fourthly, 17 years passed between 1991, when Ebenezer was founded, and 2007, the year that the ministry in Israel was registered. If we go back to the early days when the Amuta was founded, little did they know that small testing in Jerusalem would have greatly expanded to include new people and two houses for the clitter of the Olim. If we saw such expansion in the land, we're altogether sure that we're ripening the fruits of those who have gone before us. May the Lord God of Israel grant us to be like Jeremiah, declaring hope in times of shakings. Three key words are then explained. Aliyah is the word for the immigration of Jewish people from the diaspora to the land of Israel. The word in Hebrew means ascent, and is defined as going up, progressing towards Jerusalem. Olim means Jewish immigrants to Israel, those making Aliyah. In the singular, a male immigrant is called an Olah, and a female immigrant an Olah. Potential Olim are those our teams contact and encourage to make Aliyah. Klitter concerns the absorption of Olim after they have arrived in Israel. It includes all aspects of integrating into society, including learning Hebrew, finding employment and housing, and school enrolment. There is a picture at the bottom of page 3 which shows Michaela and Hannah cleaning the bunker, busy with brushes and mops. The picture at the top of page 4 shows a brown-haired, smiling young woman wearing spectacles out in a garden. The caption reads, "Hope for Olga's family." The report follows from Pavel, the national coordinator in Moldova.
"Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame." Jeremiah 31, verse 8.
Olga's family made Aliyah in 2021. They passed the consular check smoothly, and there were no issues with the documents proving their Jewish heritage. However, getting permission from the Moldovan authorities to leave Moldova proved a very difficult process. Olga often called me, disappointed, saying she no longer had the strength to continue dealing with all the paperwork. Looking back, I realised that without the help of Ebenezer, financially and through constant encouragement, they would not have been able to leave. This family is from the city of Ribnitsa in Transnistria and lived under very poor conditions. Olga comes from a large family and we had already helped many of her siblings make Aliyah earlier. She is a single mother of two sons, aged 20 and 16, and a 14-year-old daughter, Evelina, who has cerebral palsy. When they decided to make Aliyah, the eldest son had already been living in Israel for about 2 years. It was Evelina's condition that ultimately compelled them to make the move. Due to her diagnosis, Evelina could not walk, and so she did not attend school. Teachers would come to teach her at home. Everyone praised her for being a good student. As she got older, the pain in her legs increased, and doctors said it would only get worse, but they were unable to help her in Moldova. After many months of preparation, they were finally able to make Aliyah. Ebenezer provided them with transportation to the airport. Several times after they settled in Israel, Olga called and wrote to us, sharing updates. A year later, Olga told me that Evelina had undergone surgery on her legs. Recently, she wrote again and shared her latest news. She now has a grandson from her eldest son. Her younger son has integrated well into Israeli society. But what made me especially happy was hearing that Evelina has started to walk. Glory to the Lord, who is faithful to his word. He promised to bring his people out no matter their condition, Jeremiah 31:8, and bless them in the land of Israel with everything they need. There are two pictures at the bottom of page 4. One shows Olga, her younger son, and Evelina at the airport, and the other one shows Olga's grandson in Israel. The picture at the top of page 5 shows a group of Jewish people in Ukraine waiting to collect their food parcels. The picture at the top of page 5 shows a group of Jewish people waiting orderly to receive their food parcels in Ukraine from the Ebenezer team. The caption reads, "One of many." The report from Yanya of our Ukraine team then follows. This is the story of one of many families who survived those terrifying early days of war and escaped enemy occupation. We met Vitaly, not his real name, who listened carefully as we shared our message. "Now is your time to hear the God of Israel. fulfill his will and your dream and return to Zion. There was pain in his eyes. When we handed him a food parcel, saying that it was given to him by people who loved Israel, he quietly said, "This is a miracle." Embarrassed, he asked us whether we could give him 60 hryvnia, a very small amount, to pay for his and his mother's travel fare home. I told him we'd help after distributing the remaining parcels, and the two waited patiently. Later, I returned and gave them more than they asked. Vitaly said, "Thank you. I'll pay you back someday. For now, we live on my mother's pension." When they confirmed they were refugees, I felt the urge to hug them both. I asked whether they had plans to make Aliyah, but Vitaly replied that since men were not allowed to leave Ukraine, it was impossible. I encouraged him. "The God of Israel is already helping you. If God brought you this far, he will lead you forward." I also urged him to see a doctor, as his eyesight was poor and deteriorating, thinking that he may be eligible for disability status. They were in Mariupol when the war began, and Vitaly had just become a university lecturer. One morning, an agitated colleague told him to go home. On the way, he saw panic in the streets. They survived the shelling, hiding in a basement with no food, water, or light. When enemy troops arrived, they escaped just in time. A kind old man helped them through the fields, past checkpoints. Along the way, they experienced much trauma and saw many lives taken before their eyes. Vitaly's eyesight has deteriorated significantly. However, he is currently under medical supervision and may be granted disability status, which would allow him to travel to Israel. Please pray, 1, that Vitaly and his mother can make Aliyah, 2, for the many families still in Ukraine who are struggling to find a way to make Aliyah. The two pictures at the bottom of page 5 show the team handing out humanitarian aid in Ukraine, one to two ladies from the back of a van, the other picture with Vadim and Yanya with two different ladies handing out literature and food parcel. There are three pictures at the top of page 6. The first shows an Ebenezer team praying at the border of Estonia for open Aliyah highways. The second picture shows a crowded room with children and adults celebrating Shabbat dinner in Tartu. Picture 3 shows Johannes and others having a time of fellowship with Jewish friends in Narva. The report concerning Estonia then follows from Johannes Bartel, Regional Coordinator for Europe, the former Soviet Union and Israel.
"Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel.'" Ezekiel 37, verses 11 to 12.
In January 1942, Estonia was one of the first countries the Nazis declared Judenfrei, Jew-free. During the 1930s, Jewish life had been thriving in Estonia, with even a Jewish faculty at Tartu University. But within a few years, it had disappeared completely. From 1944 to 1988, there were no Jewish organisations or associations in Estonia. Today, only a small Jewish population remains, mostly in Tallinn, where a new synagogue opened in 2007. In May 2025, Ebenezer leaders and intercessors from the Nordic and Baltic countries visited Estonia to support our local team and pray at the border. We spent several hours with members of the Jewish communities in Tartu and Narva. After some excellent talks from the leader of the Tartu Jewish community and a former Jewish agency worker, our female participants took part in preparing challah bread for the Shabbat meal, which we were invited to share at the Jewish Community Centre that evening. It was a great experience that helped us understand the challenges faced by this community in the light of rising anti-Semitism. The next day, we travelled with local believers to Narva to pray at the Russian border. We prayed for open borders whenever they would be needed for Jews on their aliyah to Israel. That evening, we invited members of the small Jewish community for a meal. We are excited to announce that our European Ebenezer Conference will take place in Estonia at Pentecost in May 2026. We believe this is God's appointed time to strengthen connections between believers and the Jewish communities, preparing us to assist in any future Aliyah wave from Russia through this region. Mark the date in your calendar and register soon. There's an advertisement at the bottom of page 6 about the Ebenezer Operation Conference, which is in Tallinn, Estonia, May the 21st to the 24th, 2026. It's entitled Aliyah Awakening, Pentecost 2026, The Spirit, the Word, and the Restoration of Zion. At the first Shavuot, God gave Israel the Torah, his commandments, Exodus 19 to 20. On Pentecost in 28 AD, he gave his Holy Spirit to the disciples of Jesus, Acts 2, 1 to 4, fulfilling the promise to write his law on their hearts from Jeremiah 31, verse 33, and 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3. What began as external instruction became inward transformation through his Spirit. Our conference will focus on encouraging the church to embrace the message of Aliyah, the prophetic return of the Jewish people. Isaiah 11, 11 to 12, Jeremiah 16, 14 to 16. We'll pray for the Aliyah highways, especially from the north. Jeremiah 31, verse 8, Isaiah 43, verses 5 to 6. Near one of the largest Jewish communities where many thousands still wait to return to Israel. For further booking information, go to ebenezer-oe.org/Pentecost2026. The picture at the top of page 7 shows the Passover food parcel project in South Africa, with many bags of food on the floor, a very smiley Lizelle at the front with another Ebenezer volunteer. The South African report then follows from Lizelle van der Meer, who's in the South African team.
Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Isaiah 43, verses 5 to 6.
God promises to bring the Jewish people back from all directions, including the south. And South Africa is as south as you can get. In South Africa, there are about 52,000 Jewish people, most of them professionals and businessmen. But like in all communities, there are those who struggle and are vulnerable. We recently had the opportunity to financially support a food parcel project before Passover to help make their holiday a warm and blessed one. We worked together with Limor, who is part of the management of the Aika Families, an organisation that supports vulnerable Jewish families in South Africa and provides food parcels on a regular basis. Not only did we provide financial support, but were also able to help pack food parcels for 60 needy families, adding a bulletin to each parcel. Some families had up to 10 members. The bigger family received larger food parcels. People came to fetch their food parcels and we had some wonderful conversations. We met Hilson, an old Jewish man whose parents fled the Holocaust from Lithuania. He grew up in South Africa and once visited Israel. He dreams of one day making Aliyah. We learned that most Jewish people in South Africa fled the Holocaust from Lithuania. We were so encouraged to learn about this organisation and hope to help support more of these projects in the future. We also continue to teach children the importance of Israel and the Jewish people in God's plan through our puppet shows. Together with the Jewish Agency and the Israel Centre of South Africa, we supported the Aliyah of Irene's son and brother, helping the family reunite in the Promised Land. Saul and Irene wrote, "To the people who donated towards my son and brother's curatorship so they can be in Israel with us, my husband and I express our heartfelt gratitude to you all. We are truly grateful. Thank you all sincerely." There are two pictures at the bottom of page 7, one showing Lizelle with Limor from Ica Families, and the other one showing the puppet show in full operation to a very crowded school assembly. The image across the top of page 8 is of high-rise buildings in America with the outline of people, men and women, holding hands facing those buildings. The report then follows from John Prosser, President, Operation Exodus in the USA.
"They will bring the remnant of your people back from every nation. They will bring them to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord." Isaiah 66, verse 20.
American Jewry is responding to God's prophetic call to return to the land of Israel. Aliyah, once a distant hope for many, is becoming a reality. This year, our ministry has doubled the financial support given to Olim compared to the same period last year. We are actively engaged in helping hundreds of individuals who are already in the land preparing to make their Aliyah official. Through a support program, we assist those who meet the requirements and have received citizenship approval, enabling them not only to remain in Israel, but to plant roots and invest their talents in the land. The Lord is revealing his glory through this modern day exodus. He is gathering his people, displaying his strength and silencing the enemy. As scripture declares,
"Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces." Exodus 15, verse 6.
We are witnessing the fulfillment of God's promises before our very eyes. The regathering of his people is not merely an historical event. It is a present-day miracle. One family story captures the desire in the hearts of God's people to return home. Stacy and family said, "We have always held making Aliyah as an ideal. However, life, as it often does, got in the way. The events of the 7th of October were a wake-up call. Now, more than ever, we feel deeply connected to the Jewish people and to the land of our forefathers. For generations, our ancestors longed to return to their homeland. Today, we are blessed with the opportunity to live under a Jewish government, and we know in our hearts that this is where we belong. As an offering of obedience to the Lord, it is both a joy and a responsibility to intercede for, bless, and walk alongside each Ola and every family preparing for the challenging yet fulfilling journey home. Let us remain united in faith and purpose, investing and fully engaging with the Lord in the miracle of Aliyah, an unfolding demonstration to his everlasting covenant with Israel." The bottom picture shows Stacy with her husband and four beautiful children, all smiling in Israel. The picture across the top of page 9 is from the UK, showing Trevor, the driver, Catherine Lindsay with her son Thomas, and a three-generation Olim, Alexia with her mother and her daughter. The United Kingdom report follows from Alison Eastwood, the National Director. In 2017, we assisted Suzanne to make Aliyah. She was touched by our support, encouragement and prayers, which affirmed her and the brave choice she made, and she saw it as a sign of many more blessings to come from this journey. Suzanne shared good reports from the land with her family, and this year Alexia, her sister, together with her mother, aged 80, and niece, aged 9, followed in her footsteps, and the family are now reunited in Israel. When Alexia was at the Jewish Agency office, she saw some Ebenezer publicity with a photo of her sister receiving Aliyah assistance. That for her was a sign and confirmation. Alexia said, Heartfelt thanks to you for organising Trevor, Catherine and the lovely Thomas to take us to the airport yesterday to begin our Alia journey. Mum, Mitzi and I were bowled over by the warmth and kindness of all three, and we were firm friends by the time they waved us off. The Ebenezer organisation was so professional, caring and efficient and gave us a much needed boost before leaving the UK. There's then a picture showing Suzanne between Rod and Penny Langston when she made Alia back in 2017. The next heading reads Speaking Tour in New Zealand and the report from Philip Johnson, the National Coordinator in New Zealand, follows. Ebenezer New Zealand conducted a nationwide tour from the end of March, featuring International Board member Gary Carr as our headline speaker. The tour included 7 speaking engagements in 7 days and took our team all the way from Whangarei in the north to Christchurch in the south. Beginning with his own family history in Germany and Eastern Europe from World War II, Gary spoke from the heart about his formative experiences in global diplomacy and politics. He went on to present an overview of biblical prophecy concerning Israel and how this is played out in the world today. Gary's tour was the first public-facing event that Ebenezer New Zealand has organised to reach out to local churches in 6 years, and his message evoked an overwhelmingly positive response amongst those who attended. We are so grateful to Gary and his wife Audrey for their commitment to the work of the Lord, and we pray for a continued awakening among the church in New Zealand to the Lord's love and intentions for Israel. There's a lovely picture at the bottom showing Philip and his wife Abby Johnson, Nigel Woodley, the chairman of Ebenezer New Zealand, and Gary Carr with his wife Audrey beside him. The picture at the top of page 10 shows 3 Olin with suitcases at the airport, 2 children and an Ebenezer volunteer dropping them off at Frankfurt Airport. The caption reads, Germany, reaching the Jewish community. The German report then follows from Johannes Bartel, Regional Coordinator for Europe, the former Soviet Union and Israel.
But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6.
Although the verse above refers to giving money, the principle is applicable to many areas. Regarding Alia, we realise that we need to invest much effort and money in spreading the word about the return to Israel amongst Jewish people. We are thankful that God has given us various opportunities to do this. Here are some examples. Outreach in Jewish communities. We reach out to Ukrainian Jewish refugees in Germany. Amongst the over 1 million refugees who have come to Germany since 2022, there are thousands of Jewish people. To reach them with the Alia message and connect them with Israel, Ebenezer is sponsoring a summer camp for Jewish children. At this camp, Ukrainian Olim, who already made Alia, will share about Israel and their own experiences. Not only will the children be reached, but also their parents. Annual Israel Day. This year, we had for the third time the opportunity to sponsor and participate at the Israel Day in Duisburg. Although the main event is one day, there are several seminar days for Jewish people held by top speakers from Israel. The aim is to connect the German Jewish community with the land of Israel. At our stand, we have good conversations, offer our practical help, and distribute information. For example, about our houses for Olim. Every year, I shared a message to the general audience, and last year, Joel, from our next generation, was also invited to share a word of encouragement. Alia group flights. For many years, Ebenezer Germany has sponsored at least one Alia group flight. We have also been organising goodbye events, where friends and family members of the Olim and Nale children come together. Beside many personal chats with the participants, we always use this moment to encourage the visitors. It is not an easy decision to move to a new country. But if we are faithful to spread the message and show examples of people who made Aliyah successfully, this will lead to an increase in Aliyah numbers. We pray that the word sown into their lives will eventually bring good fruit. There are two pictures at the bottom of page 10. One shows Johannes speaking at the Israel Day in Duisburg. The bottom right shows Rabbi Povlitsky, who organises a summer camp for Jewish children, with Winfred from our Germany Ebenezer team, and Svetlana, who is the rabbi's co-worker. The picture at the top of 11 shows six of our international board: Roberta, Nick, Gianluca, Gary, Philip, and Abby. There followed two reports. The first is from Abby. I am Abby Thomas Oman from Kochi, South India. I have been married to Deepa for the last 23 years, and we are blessed with a daughter, Joanne Grace, who is committed to the Lord to serve full-time in missions. We are immensely blessed to have been part of the Ebenezer family for the last 22 years, and we are forever grateful to God for this wonderful privilege to serve him and his people in what he is doing. I am humbled and honoured to have been part of the International Board for the last 10 years, and Deepa coordinates the work in India. We have been assisting and supporting the Aliyah of the B'nai Menasha for the last 12 years. We request your prayers, as we are also serving as pastors in India, preaching the good news, planting churches, and teaching the body of Christ to stand with God's purposes for Israel. Please pray. 1. For Abby and Deepa as they serve in the Aliyah from India, and 2. For their work in the church. The second report is from Nick Coates in the UK. I have been married for nearly 42 years to Lorraine from Singapore, and we have three married children and four grandchildren. I came to faith in 1992 in Hong Kong whilst working for the bank HSBC, with whom I stayed for my whole 33-year career in various roles, and was baptised in my son's school swimming pool. I have been a part of Ebenezer since 2015 and have the honour and privilege of chairing the UK Board of Trustees, representing the UK on the International Board and chairing the Finance Steering Group. Please pray for the UK. 1. For local and national leadership to see clearly what the Lord is doing and saying, and to obey without hesitation. 2. For the next generation to arise, committed men and women of character, to become prayer partners, members of staff, county representatives, volunteers, and trustees. There is then an advertisement at the bottom of the page for the special Israel tour. There's a 50% discount for pastors. It's entitled See Biblical Prophecy Being Fulfilled and runs from the 19th to the 27th of January 2026. For more information, go to ebenezer-oe.org/events. There's also a little advert about the new children's story available. Go to www.ebenezer-oe.org/children. Prefer to listen? Our bulletin is now available in audio on our website. The picture at the top of the back cover shows Marcus and a team from Switzerland on the rooftop of Haifa House. There are 9 very smiley men, all holding a glass, dressed in white shirts with the Israel flag flying behind them. The report follows from Marcus and Rachel Ackerman, Israel Haifa House leaders. In May, a group of professional craftsmen from Switzerland came to Haifa House for the third time. One of their tasks was to replace the very dilapidated fence on the west side of the house. This required considerable preparation. Materials had to be procured and a detailed plan for the work days drawn up. With great joy and enthusiasm, the men got to work, and after their 10-day stay, the result was simply wonderful. It has been nearly 6 years since the opening of Hyper House. Looking back to the beginning and seeing how the Lord has led and carried us to this day fills us with awe. It was a pioneering project that the Lord gave to the Ebenezer family. Thanks to God's faithfulness and grace, as well as the continual prayer and practical commitment of many people, we have been able to welcome 600 Olim so far and provide them with a first home. During the recent war with Iran, we frequently faced rocket alarms here in Haifa and are deeply thankful for the bomb shelter in our house. It's where we gather during alerts, together with the Olim, a neighbouring family and the residents of another apartment we run. In those moments, the sense of not being alone, of going through this together, is powerfully tangible and brings us closer. Despite the very real threat, we experience God's supernatural peace in the house, even though we are all tired and each of us is processing a lot. We're in awe of God's perfect timing. The construction around the house was completed just in time, and it now contributes significantly to our sense of safety. These are not easy times, especially for the Olim. The Aliyah process has become more difficult. Offices and shops operate under limited hours or are closed, and movement is restricted and riskier. We try to take each day as it comes, equipping ourselves with patience and trust, and facing every challenge with God's help. What a gift it is to rest in the unshakable certainty that the God of Israel, the Lion of Judah, is with us. The picture at the bottom shows a very smiley Marcus with some of the workmen putting the fence up around Haifa House. Our vision is to be servants and intercessors of the Lord, to help the Jewish people return to the land of Israel from all the nations, and to proclaim God's kingdom purposes for their return. All articles in this publication are copyright at Ebenezer Emergency Fund International, June 2025. Operation Exodus is the operational part of Ebenezer Emergency Fund International. Started in 1991 with just 3 people, it now has representatives in 50 countries worldwide. There are then contact details for 8 of the worldwide offices. The first shows the Union Jack, Ebenezer Operation Exodus International and UK office, PO Box 9103, Bournemouth, BH1 9DA UK. Phone number plus 44 in brackets 0 followed by 1202 294455. Enquiries at ebenezer-ef.org is the email address. The website www.ebenezer-oe.org. Next to that, the Australian flag, Ebenezer Operation Exodus Asia Pacific, 15 Park Road, Seven Hills, NSW 2147, Australia. Phone plus 61 2 9838 7778. Email office at eoeaspac.org. Website www.eoeaspac.org. Then a picture of the New Zealand flag, Ebenezer Emergency Fund, New Zealand, PO Box 5319, Terrace End, Palmerston North, 4441. Phone plus 64 0 in brackets 22
073 7571. Email ebenezernz@eoenz.org. Website www.eoeaspac.org. Then the Singaporean flag. Ebenezer Operation Exodus Singapore. Phone +65 86 11 8840. Email mail mail at eoes.org.sg. Website www.eoeaspac.org. Then the flag of Israel. Ebenezer Operation Exodus Israel, Jaffa Street 33, Jerusalem 9422109, Israel. WhatsApp +972 54 919 0014. Email office@ebenezer.org.il. Website www.ebenezer.org.il. Then a flag of Canada. Operation Exodus Canada, P.O. Box 51085, Milton Central P.O., Milton, ONL9T2P2, Canada. Email info@operationexodus.ca. Website www.operationexodus.ca. The flag of America. Operation Exodus USA, P.O. Box 568, Lancaster, NY 14086. Phone 716-681-6300. Email info@operationexodususa.org. Website www.operationexodususa.org. Finally, the flag of South Africa. Ebenezer Operation Exodus South Africa, Post Net Suite, #23, Private Bag X2004, Sasselberg 1947. Phone +27 16 971 1766. Email southafrica@ebenezer-ef.org. Website www.ebenezer-oe.org.